one show that we've been waiting for, and it's coming this month, and we have a teaser for it. And when I tell you about it, it's going to piss you off.
Uh-oh.
Because we've been waiting so long for this. Decades. Here's the teaser.
So it's all the characters of Friends
walking away
from the camera with their arms around each other.
The one where they get back together,
the reunion. Yeah. On HBO Max, I think it's May 27th. I saw Jennifer Aniston posted about this today.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know anything about it? There's going to be a lot of people on this show.
I've been posting about it because I'm kind of excited about it because I think it could be really good. But am I wrong? Is it going to be terrible?
it's going to be horrible.
Oh, no.
And the problem is exactly what I said it's going to be. I thought it's going to be new episodes.
Right.
A couple of new episodes of, you know, what's going on now.
Like a limited series.
Right.
Yeah.
No. It's an unscripted special where they're sitting around talking about the show.
Oh, boring. That's boring. Only because I've heard them talk about the show for all of these years. They've been on so many interviews. They've all written books about it, except for Jennifer Aniston. What are they going to tell me? I don't already know.
And they're going to have special guests. They're going to have David Beckham, Justin Bieber, BTS, James Corden, Cindy Crawford.
Why?
Lady Gaga, Elliot Gould.
Why? I mean, Elliot Gould played the father. That I understand. Why
Tom
is Lady
Gaga? I understand that.
Right. He played Monica's boyfriend on it.
Mm-hmm. But people like Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber and David Beckham and BTS, why?
Why?
I just want them to do the show.
Right.
Give me three or four more episodes. That's all I want. It's an unscripted frickin' reunion.
Just like what Bravo does at the end of The Real Housewives, where they have the reunion. So after you've watched the whole season, there's always like a three-part reunion where they sit there and they go, that time that we were in the bar and you said this about my husband, it was really hurtful. I thought we were friends. And I'm really sorry, but you know, it's true about your husband. And they just do that back and forth. You're like, oh, for sake, why am I watching this?
But what do we not know about every episode of Friends that we already know?
But that's what I'm saying. They've all talked about it a lot over the years. A lot has been written about it. There's no new information. My guess is that whoever's producing this at HBO Max probably said, this is not going to be as good as we think. Why don't we get Justin Bieber and BTS? Mm-hmm. Because their audiences will watch them in anything.
We've been waiting so long for this, and this was my fear, that it's going to be like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when they all just sat around and talked about, and everybody didn't show up for Fresh Prince.
Right.
Carlton wasn't there. There were people that weren't there. So it's still a waste of time, but at least everybody's going to be there. But I want to see the story continuing. That's what I pay for HBO Max for. I don't pay for them to sit around and talk about it.
Right. I've seen
they could have done that on Zoom.
Yeah. Right. Well, the other thing is, I don't think the BTS audience and the Justin Bieber audience even care about Friends or know anything about Friends. I mean, that wasn't their generation. I know they're probably watching it in rerun, but they're the generation that's pointed out all the things that would never happen now and all the misogyny and all the things that like people said that were inappropriate. And there was some, you know, little gay bashing going on, some things in it that were like, you know, a little on the slightly racist. Like they're the ones that that generation pointed out why the show is problematic. Mm-hmm. So why do you think that the BTS and the Justin Bieber audience want to watch a Friends reunion?
And
it doesn't make
David
any sense.
Beckham audience.
I don't even know who those people are.
I don't either.
Who is that exactly?
The David Beckham audience probably is more Friends audience than Bieber and BTS. And I guarantee Bieber and BTS aren't going to be there. They're going to be on Zoom.